2011 here at Microsoft, as we are every year. And standing next to me is Larry Zitnik. And Larry, you're a member of Microsoft Research here in Redmond, right?
Yep.
So what is your primary role? What do you do all day?
I do mostly computer vision research. So my main emphasis is on object recognition, trying to get computers to tell, what's in a photo. You know, is it a car? Is it a face? You know, that sort of thing.
That's really fun. Do you have sort of an art background?
No, not at all. I took art class in high school. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've made what appears to be sort of an art. Would you consider it an application?
Yeah, it's an application, yeah.
Okay, it's called Shadow Draw, and why don't you sort of explain it to us?
You know, if I draw a face, I'm going to draw something like this. I'm going to go, some eyes, I'll draw a little nose on it, a little mouth, and I'll look at that and be like, well, it looks like a face, but it's not very good. And, you know, Basically most people, when they draw a face, it looks something like that. So Shadow Draw is all about helping people like me who can't draw, actually do a better job and be more satisfied with the drawings.
Okay.
So let me just clear this out. So this time what I'm going to do is I'm going to use Shadow Draw to help me draw the face. So if I start drawing, what's going to happen is it's going to show me basically a little bit of help in the form of shadows where it thinks I should draw a line. So right now you can start seeing a face kind of pop out.
So how does it know that you want to draw a face and not a baseball?
It looks at the lines that I've drawn.
Okay.
And just from those, it kind of matches those up to a large database of images and tries to figure out, what am I drawing? What do these lines look like that I'm drawing?
Right.
And just from these few lines that I've drawn, you can actually see, it can figure out that it's a face. So if I click out here, you can see those are the lines I've drawn. And from that, it can then tell what I'm drawing. So then I can kind of basically start tracing these lines and get a better drawing as an end result. I'll draw a bicycle because that's in the database.
And that
works well. So if I draw, you know.
So there's your circle. Now, theoretically, you could go from that to a face if you wanted to?
Well, what I could do is, it assumes that what you're drawing fills up the entire drawing space here.
Okay.
So it's not going to think that this is a face.
Gotcha.
Right? And that's why it thinks it's a bike, because there's not many things that have a circle kind of down in the corner over there. So
gotcha.
It says, oh, I think it's a bike. And you can see now I can start tracing the frame, you know, of the bike, and it'll kind of tell me where to draw my different lines.
Gotcha.
Like that. So now if I start drawing a face on top of this, it's going to get a little confused.
Well, I think it's—is that an eye it's trying to make, or
that's
a bicycle?
You know, yeah. So let's draw a little bit of hair, and we'll draw this down here. You know, and if we draw enough lines, the face will start taking over. So if I erase some of these things, and it'll eventually switch over.
Okay. And now, you said that an apple wasn't yet in the database. How many images are currently in the database, or how many different things can you draw?
There is about 30,000 images in the database, so there's a lot, but some of them, you know, probably about 2,000 of them are faces, because people like to draw faces, and there's a lot of variety in the faces. And then there's other things that, you know, there's a lot of t-shirts, there's different animals, there are cars, bicycles, that sort of thing. And certain things are easier to draw than others, because you have to draw something, it has to be able to recognize what you're drawing,
sure.
Right? So the more images you have in the database, the more precise your drawing has to be to pull up the right images.
So if I went to draw a bicycle, sort of a conglomeration of all the bicycle images it has, so it forms one sort of like generic bicycle?
Exactly. So if I draw the bike again, what you'll see is it's not a single bike.
It's like there's tons of different lines that you could have the choice of tracing.
Yeah, this is actually 50 different images of bicycles kind of all merged together into one drawing. So basically, we don't want you to trace a single drawing, because that takes the fun out of it. We still want you to have the creativity, you know, the artistic touch that you have when you do your own drawing, right? So we basically make it on purpose kind of shadowy, you know, kind of, you know, not perfect. So that way you end up kind of getting the gist right.
It's like a guide, but not an exact direction.
Exactly. In a lot of ways, it's similar to spelling correction when you do, you know, typing. We don't want to affect what you're actually typing, but we want to make sure that the words that you're writing are correct. So we want to make sure the spacing of the eyes and the nose and the face is correct. But we want to have you basically draw, you know, the shape of the nose and the shape of the eyes how you want them to be. We just want them to look more realistic.
This is really fun. So what do you see as some of the real world uses for this, other than just being really, really fun?
Well, I mean, primarily we created this just because it was fun.
Okay.
You know, most of my work is in object rec, and I was like, you know what would be really kind of a fun app for, you know, a lot of the technology I've been developing is this. So I said, you know, let's just do it, and let's just do it just for the creative aspect, just to make it, just to allow people to be more creative and be happier with what they do when they are creative. But there are some practical applications. You can think of doing search with drawing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I did this, I could then, you know, bring up a whole bunch of bikes, you know, bike pictures, that sort of thing.
All right, so let me give it a try. Do you think it knows that's a face? Mm-hmm. Look at that. And the lines sort of change as you're drawing it, too.
Exactly, exactly. And there's your drawing.
Look at that, Picasso.